Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Pretty excited because getting ready to head to the Galapagos. The only thing that blows about this trip coming up is I gotta leave my home at 3:30 in the morning to catch the flight to meet the rest of the crew. Down in Miami. And but it'll be well worth it because I do have a new satellite tracker called a Spot X that will
put that in your luggage.
I'm gonna have it with me on the boat as a carry-on, Vinny, and use the satellite, signals. We'll be able to text all week from the Galapagos back to the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad saying, suck it, losers, suck it, losers. We're 50 miles offshore, out in the middle of nowhere, in the Galapagos. So it'll only be texting, but feel free. Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad, to interpret the text in musical form like that.
Greg, that's the number we need to watch for.
Isn't that service kind of pricey? Don't they charge a service fee for that?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's not that bad, actually.
Oh,
the unit
okay.
itself was like $250.
Oh, yeah, that's pricey.
And the service is like, I don't know, $10 a month or something.
Oh, that's not bad. Oh,
for a certain amount of messages. It's kind of like an overgrown, you know, satellite
But that's really cool. If you're lost at sea, you can say, hey,
yeah.
I'm out here.
Yeah, you know, we're in the Galapagos, if we get separated and drifted off in the currents and, you know, are lost,
text the boat.
Welcome to open water.
Well, yeah, it'll be on the boat. So I guess we got to be on the boat. But if something happened and we had to say, hey, we're having a trouble, or, Vinny has gone too far, he decided, you know, he wasn't going to put on any clothes, so I made him jump off the boat. You might want to come get him. Here's his last known location. And of course I'll text that to Jerry, and Jerry said, well, sucks to be you. And, but at least he'll know. He'll know that you're out there.
Yeah, don't send it to me, Greg, because I'll be on a 48-foot catamaran.
I thought you said they gave everybody Nautilus lifelines.
Well, they have some kind of EPIRB system. We'll find out next week. Next week.
Because I didn't pack mine. I figure if they're going to give me one, I didn't pack it.
Well, I don't know if that's the unit they use, but they have some kind of locator device system that they use on the boat. So we'll see when we get there, Vinny.
Yeah.
And of
I'm
course,
not worried.
We'll talk all about it next week as we broadcast from the boat, give everybody an opportunity to see what it's like to spend a week on a liveaboard boat like the Humboldt Explorer in the Galapagos. I'm telling you, last time I was there 12, 15 years ago, best trip I have ever done in my entire diving career. So the bar is very, very high. But I'm telling you, I think we're going to do pretty good. I've already reached out to Jennifer. That's Explorer Ventures person, you know, man on the street or lady on the street who kind of manages everybody when they arrive in Ecuador and Bath? Is that where we're going? I forget. We'll cover all this next week. But
Jennifer's not going to be that site, is she?
Yeah, she's gonna be there to receive us, and we're kind of a big deal, Vinny. Come on!
Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Oh my gosh!
Great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll have that Spot X tracker, and it's pretty cool. Spot X. If you just look up Spot Tracker on online, you'll find these units, and it's kind of a nice little thing. You'd be able to text no matter where you are on the planet. It's good for hikers, for pilots, for divers, for boaters, you know, and it'll just be something else.
They have some models. You can call from anywhere in the world. You can call, you can text.
Yeah. Yeah. This one's just texting. It's not a phone call, but once again, it tracks you, where you are, so people can follow you where you are at home and that kind of stuff. And feel pretty jelly because they're not there with you. Yeah, Bubble Boy, what do you think?
Now, Greg, I know. I think you pretty sure have an Apple iPhone 15.
I have a 13 Max. Why?
The 15 actually has satellite capability and text on it.
Right. That's
in case of an emergency, right?
Yeah.
They put that in the new 15. That's kind of a neat feature.
Yeah. So
another really cool thing about that spot, is that Mr. Gomez, he had the spot in his boat, and he was able to track his boat and where his boat went and all this kind of stuff as well. Even if he wasn't in the boat and he was getting it worked on, he could always track where it was going.
And if he sees his boat moving really and he's not in it, he's like, wait a minute.
He may have to put that in his Corvette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, really. So it's a good safety feature.
Right. Well, once again, this spot thing lets you text as well. So that extra added element of being able to tell your friends to suck it, you know, that's just a bonus on the on the safety factor. But, you know, obviously there's a big safety thing in there as well. All right. So we got the Galapagos happening, and I'm all packed up. Vinny's all packed up. Brittany is not. She has a different philosophy when it comes to packing, she told me before the show today, that you don't like to pack until, well, you're going to pack right after the show today. Is that the deal? Because you start to panic if you pack too early? Is that what you were telling me? Or not panic is the right word, but I don't know. What is it?
Well, I don't like to leave my stuff. I have my stuff, and it's all my dive gear is where I know that it is. And so I'm not going to stress out and worry about packing, because then I'm like, did I forget to pack this? Did I not pack this?
Where's your passport?
The night before, where's my passport? So I just focus on right before I'm about to go on the trip, usually 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock before the next day.
Yeah.
Focus on what I'm doing.
Right.
Throw it all in there. I know what's in there. Usually I write things down. Uh-huh. Like throughout the last couple of weeks, I've been writing stuff down in my notes.
Yeah.
And then
you just execute. Yeah.
Just move. I don't try to focus on things that aren't happening until they happen. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What about you?
Same way. I do not pack until the night before.
What?
Or because otherwise I will forget something and I know it.
Yeah.
Really? So if you wait till the last minute, you feel you're less likely to forget something.
That's not the last minute. One day before. Greg, not everyone's a psychopath like you.
I started packing.
The night before to pack.
Well, I started packing 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Greg gets scared. Greg gets nervous.
Yeah. But see, I'm a world traveler, and I have to work ahead.
He's nervous, and his socks are too loose.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Y'all just pack way too early. Wait a couple hours beforehand and then pack. Damn. Yeah.
Oh, that explains why old Jer Bear there happens to be late to every dive trip. I forgot this. I forgot that. I forgot that. Yeah.
No, I was late for one.
Well, listen.
You know, I walked off and left my damn computer laying on the bed.
All juicy butt.
I went back and got it.
Okay. Right.
And I was.
Cock Johnson, what say you?
Panic mode over a massage.
So you're going to regret setting me up for this. But is the reason you pack so early is because you won't forget to pack your fudge?
That what?
Microphone privilege.
I don't get it.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, that's.
I didn't get it.
And he's supposed to be the funny one, Vinny. Go figure.
Well, this time he wasn't.
Ouch! Oh! Oh! Wow.
Hey.
Look at that.
With the zingers today.
Or maybe I'm not. I guess I'm not sophisticated enough to get the joke.
Well, that was highbrow. humor right there.
Damn, that one hurt, CJ.
Oh, golly.
A lot of times you guys are talking about stuff and I'm not following. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, hey.
Every show.
That's okay, Vinny.
Vinny's our threshold. If we go over Vinny, we know we've probably went over at least one person.
No, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, you're joking and stuff. I don't even get the joke. I don't get the joke.
There's no joke. These are all observations. That's my excuse. Hey, look, Megan Heaney-Greer, you heard me right. She is going to join us next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're going to kick this up a notch. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
How, when, and where it's made has never been more important than now. Just ask all those divers and dive shops that struggled to get products and parts during the pandemic. One relatively new gear manufacturer, however, managed quite well. Nex is one of the few, if not only, dive gear manufacturers to bring regulator and design assembly back to the USA. No shortages during the pandemic for their customers and dealers. And get this, Nex was a Tester's Choice winner in Scuba Lab for 2022 and a Best Buy in 2023. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead and allowing you to get exactly what you need for the kind of diving you prefer. This will be the last regulator you'll ever need, since the modular design can easily be modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. Are you ready to make your next dive your best dive? Then go to nexdive.com. That's nexdive.com. Next Underwater Products. nexdive.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I used to watch you at the Improv when I was starting out. Things you made me laugh so hard because I had just started learning to scuba dive. You did that bit about scuba diving and how the whole point of the sport is not to die.
There's a fish, there's a rock, who cares, don't die.
And we gotta go scuba diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, about to hop on a plane. We're less than, 12 hours away. I got to hop on a plane to Quito, Ecuador, and then bounce over to the coast of the Galapagos and hop on board the Humboldt Explorer. Aqua Gypsy Brittany with me, Vinny Two Tanks. We got a few other folks on the boat that we're going to orchestrate a broadcast from the deck of the boat. You'll probably see some of this stuff on social media next week, as well as we attempt to rub it into the rest of the world and say, suck it, losers. But look, you could do this too. All you got to do is call up Explorer Ventures, talk to their crew. They can book you on a Galapagos trip like that. Or even better yet, you want to plan a little further in advance? Check this out. We got a special guest, Megan Heaney-Greer, with us right now, who is helping out Explorer Ventures as well and helping us out in August 3rd through the 10th. We are going to the Turks and Caicos on the Turks and Caicos Explorer to live aboard. And not only will I be on board, and, you know, to offset that negative aspect, we have Megan Heaney-Greer is going to be with us as well. Mermaid Kristen is going to join us on that one. We got Chef Anton, the scuba magician. And, we got Jerry the Diver Guy. It's going to be his, just a day before we get on the boat is his birthday. So hopefully he'll be sobered up enough to dive. At that point, we'll have to wait and see. But we're going to have a full crew. And what's really nice about this is that, I've known Megan for years. You know, she's a U.S. free diving champion. She's done everything and anything, you know, TV on Discovery Channel, Treasure Quest. She's always doing something insane.
Keeping busy.
Yes. And now she's helping out Explorer Ventures. But the one thing we've never done in the 27-year history of Scuba Radio is be able to dive together. And we're going to change that.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's about damn time, don't you think, Megan?
I would agree. Yes. This is amazing. No, I'm so excited. Absolutely. I got all the puppies joining me over here for anybody that's actually watching.
Yes. On YouTube, Facebook Live, or Twitch, you can see Megan and her doggies.
All the things. Yep. Yeah. We're fostering puppies again. Nice. So, but I am so excited. I have never. Okay. So I've never been to Turks and Caicos.
Okay. Perfect.
This is going to be my first legit live aboard trip. So I am so excited. I've dove all over the world and I've dove off of plenty of ships. Well, okay. So this is my first like not recreational live aboard trip, I should say, because right. I've lived on vessels for long periods of time doing stunt diving and stuff like that, where we're out on the water and living out there and everything, but it's kind of a different thing. So I'm really excited about this. Yeah.
You'll be able to kick back and just enjoy yourself and just have some nice leisurely dives as opposed to, you know, stunt doubling for Keira Knightley and Pirates of the Caribbean or
all those things. It's such a drag.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't really have to work. She just has to hang out, have a good time, which is kind of what we do.
I still will be kind of working because I am doing the digital marketing for Explore Adventures right now. So I'll be documenting everything. And I'm really excited about that aspect of it too, just to kind of, you know, get to know that particular vessel a little bit better too. But really, going diving finally, because with you, Greg, and the rest of your crew, it's going to be so fun.
Well,
it's crazy that we've never dove together.
I know.
Megan, it is so much fun on the boat. You're going to have a blast with all of us, but you also, like, just like, you know how Greg always apologizes in advance. So we're going to apologize in extreme advance.
Yes.
Oh, I've hung out with you all before, so don't worry.
Yeah,
I'm not scared.
Well, fine, you know, I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, there's a reason. You've been banned.
But I'm there, though.
Yeah, Jerry the Diver Guy's there. But, you know, Megan's one of our ride or die gals. At all the dive shows, we hang out, catch up with family and friends. You know, she's one of the regulars. And we've talked about this for years. So I am so happy we finally got the planets to align to make this happen. And the best part is, you know, you can join us. You're listening to us right now. You want to join this party? I'm telling you, this will be another level for a Scuba Radio scuba cruise. And you know, we're calling it the Scuba Radio Magical Scuba Dive Tour because we have Chef Anton on board as well. I don't know if you're that familiar with all that stuff he does. Are you, Megan? With the scuba magician stuff?
No,
I'm not. Yeah, well, he's a living, breathing, working magician. And he has a whole program for divers where you can get this certification to learn how to do magic tricks underwater to help educate your dive students. He actually uses magic to teach, the physics of diving. It's really unique. But the bonus is we got some entertainment after dinner, you know, a few times during the week, a full-blown magician show. And I think if things go as I hope they will, we're going to cut a mermaid in half. Kristen signed up, and then I told her that she may be the one.
The one that's cut in half.
Yes.
Huh? Well,
we did it at the scuba show. A couple of years ago.
The trick has happened, so now it's going to be a new trick, and I will not be cut in half.
Birds.
Yeah, beheaded or something. Birds. I don't know. Something that causes permanent injury.
Drawn quarter.
I believe it's called a fillet.
Anyway, you know, it's magic. You can do whatever you want. You know what I mean, Megan? So we have this
little sideshow
that is going to be happening on the trip that week. And plus, you know, we'll do Scuba Radio on board that week. You'll be my co-host, whether you want to or not. And we'll have a ball. I mean, it's just going to be so much fun. I mean, they're always great.
Absolutely.
But I'm really looking forward to this one. And once again, if you're listening and you want to join this party, all you got to do is call up Explore Adventures, 1-800-322-3577. Tell them you want on the Scuba Radio Magical Scuba Dive Tour, August 3rd.
I want in.
Through the 10th. They're in the Turks and Caicos. And you haven't been to the Turks and Caicos either. That's
No.
The diving there is so easy. It's usually crystal clear. You got gin clear.
Yeah.
You know, water. As long as there's not like a hurricane stirring things up, that time of year too is just
I grew up in the Keys, and I mean, right. You're in Florida. Hurricanes, you know, they come, they go. They're not. Yeah. I mean, whatever. You navigate as you go, and I'm not even worried about that. I think we're going to have a good season.
You know, it's great for night diving. The water's bathtub warm. You just go out there, wear your bathing suit, whatever you want, and you don't have to fiddle with a lot of gear and that kind of stuff. Just makes things super, super easy and just very enjoyable. And what a bonus it is to have you on board. I'm so looking forward to it, Megan.
Me too. Yeah, I'm super excited about it and just the whole experience. And yeah, exploreventures.com if you want to get on board.
There you go. Megan Eni Greer, she's going to be on board. You could be too. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Sunny from Paradise Tevini. I work here as a waiter and also a spa therapy. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am also the official masseuse for the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. And by the way, Jerry the Diver Guy has the juiciest butt cheeks I've come across in years. Oh, Jerry, I will never be the same.
Wow. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, that happened on our last Fiji adventure. And God knows, over the next week and a half in the Galapagos, who knows? I don't know if we'll be able to eclipse that little nugget, that little story that kind of changed old Jer's life there.
Have I told you lately I hate you?
What do you mean? Well, you hate me. You know, that when people hate you, that means that you're doing well. You know, because I'm going to the Galapagos, and obviously, Jerry the Diver Guy is a little jelly, and I don't blame him. I'd be jealous if I were him too. Yeah,
I mean, but I'll be in Turks and Caicos with you.
Yeah, well, okay, you got that to look forward to in August. That's gonna be a party, Jerry.
We're all doing some serious diving all of a sudden. You
that's
got
right.
Galapagos, Caicos. I'm headed to the British Virgin Islands.
Right. Yeah.
Have you ever known? Be out getting wet.
Everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. Right, Jared? What did you say?
Have you never known that anytime you're with me, it's a party?
Well, yeah, there's that. Yeah. But this will be your birthday. You're turning 70, and we're going to celebrate.
A year younger than you.
Uh-huh. Right. So I'm looking forward to it. That'll be a good time. And but look, the immediate future is going to be pretty intense. for us over the next week or so. And if things go as planned, we will have a broadcast for you from the deck of the Humboldt Explorer, which just got renovated last year, by the way. Went through a major renovation. So it should be, you know, brand spanking new pretty much. And, you know, and what's ironic is that last time I went to the Galapagos, I was on the Humboldt Explorer and it was brand new. So I'm kind of going right after they renovated it. And it's probably going to look almost exactly as it did, you know, 12, 15 years ago or whatever it was. I got to go back and check my records and find out exactly when it was. But I know it was at least 12. It might have even been longer than that. But in all my years of doing this show, 27, I have never had a week of diving like I did in the Galapagos back in the day. I was with Jerry Beatty. He was my dive buddy. So I've traded up to the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany. I'm only saying that because he's not with us today. And Vinny Two Tanks. And we're gonna have a ball. I mean, you know, it's extreme diving, a lot of currents and stuff, but we've prepared accordingly. And I'm ready. And the only thing that was a slight negative last time I went, and I can't believe it's been so much long, since I've went back, because I thought for sure that I'd, after that week of diving with, you know, whale sharks and, you know, hammerheads, killer whales, penguins, iguanas. I mean, it was insane, the stuff we saw. I never saw so many manta rays and moblias and all these. I mean, it's, and then the boobies. Dear God, the boobies. Who doesn't want to see the boobies? Vinny?
The blue-footed boobies?
Yes, of course. What did you think I was talking about? Yeah, so I just can't believe I've waited this long to go back, but it's just, it is what it is. And but nothing really has come close to that week of diving we had in the Galapagos years ago. So, you know, even if it doesn't come close to what I did then, which I actually think it could be quite similar, it's going to be spectacular. And the only negative was the water was a little chilly. It was a little too cold for my liking. I didn't feel that I was properly insulated. So I got me a heated rash guard. And a 5 mil wetsuit. I think I got the base covered about as good as I possibly could. And Brittany, what are you? You're going in layers, right? You're telling me this. What do you got now that you're going to do to stay warm?
That's right. I'm going to go in layers. I practice on my dry suit.
Yeah.
But then it was a little too bulky, and I didn't want to do that. Then I practiced on my 7 mil.
Right.
And again, it's a little too bulky.
That's pretty bulky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to deal with that.
Right.
So I'm going to go with a bibs and then a shorty, like a long sleeve shorty. That's a 3 mil. Mm-hmm. So I'll get 6 mil on my core. I have a hooded vest as well. So I'll get 7 mil on my core. And then I'll probably wear some like 1 mil pants underneath that. So
right.
I'll have 4 mil on my legs and it should be fine.
Well, I think you're going to dress in layers. That's what mom yep. tells you to do when
That's
you're cold
said.
Outside. You got to wear layers. That's the trick. What are you doing, Vinny? What do you think?
I've got a Pyroflex inner suit.
Yeah.
Which is almost 2 mil. And then I have a 5 mil suit.
Okay.
And then I have a 3 mil suit I'm bringing. If I have to, I'll put the 3 mil on and the 5 mil over the top of it if I have
okay.
to.
Okay. All right. So you're coming prepared for all options.
My rash guard batteries. Yeah.
I just say, you're going to leave that at home? You had this older rash guard?
I don't think you can get it to work. I can bring it, but.
Well, I bet
I charged
it works.
I
bet you it works.
I'll bring it. You can, if you have the time to look at it.
I'm not going to look at it. It's your.
Well, then I'm not going to bring it because I already tried getting.
I got one. I got my rash. I'm just worried about mine. But I bet you could get it to work if you brought it.
This is going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I tried. I charged the batteries and the suit just would not turn on.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
What you do, Vinny? What you need to do is just bring it, and when Greg's not looking,
switch it out.
No, mine's brand new. It's different.
Vinny's going to pull the Andy Dufresne.
Well, yeah, it's not going to work.
Brand new.
Yeah, but it's not same brand. It's not same brand, Jerry.
Greg will never know the difference.
No, I haven't ever known
the
difference.
Just get him to talking, and he'll ignore the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, then he's going to pull the Andy Dufresne.
Nope, he's not. He's not going to do that.
Andy Dufresne.
It goes
I saw
head,
the movie, but I don't remember what that's referring to.
Yeah. He had a problem. He kept urinating in his wetsuit to stay warm. It's a whole thing, Vinny. You don't want to talk about that. Anyway, it's going to be epic. And then, you know, land-wise, we got some little tours in store for us as well. So we're going to have quite the party. It's going to be quite an adventure, and I'm really looking forward to it. This has been a long time coming. And, so by the way, I will tell you, I did have to pack a lot of extra stuff. So I got two full checked bags of dive gear and a carry-on and a backpack thing. But you guys are going leaner and meaner. Vinny, what do you have?
Overrated.
I've got one checked bag, and I have a carry-on bag, and I have a backpack bag and a backpack.
Okay. All right. So you're going lean and mean. It's I don't normally have to bring a wetsuit with me and booties and all that extra stuff. So there's no way I could get that in one bag. But that's just going to be how I roll. You know, but Vinny, you're doing one check bag and Brittany, you're doing the same, just one. You're going to be able to make it happen. Well, you're
I'm
gypsy.
Doing the same, yeah.
You're used to just traveling with a knapsack tied around a stick.
When I'm
like
warm
hobo,
water diving,
right?
When I'm warm water diving, I can just bring a carry on in the backpack and get by with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
this is going to be a good time. We have the three of us going, and then we have Captain Scott and his wife Susan that are going to be going as well. So we have a total of five just in our crew alone.
Right. So and we're going to make some new friends of people that are going to be on the boat with us. I have no doubt. Yeah, you know,
I'm super excited for the food.
Oh yeah.
So I've watched a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
There's a YouTube channel out there that did 7 videos on the Humboldt Explorer. And I've watched them all, and they're really, really good.
Aha. Uh-huh. So she's getting prepped. You can do it, too. 1-800-322-3577. You might not be able to get on this trip, but maybe the next one. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dad, what are you doing in there?
I look these fish right in the eye, and they look back at me, and they see right through me. They know who I am, these fish.
Come on, baby, and do the fish. I'm gonna teach it to you right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio with me, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, the Aqua Gypsy Brittany, also Vinny Two Tanks connected via the web, Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad. Couple of them going to be with me in the Galapagos. The rest of them, well, they can suck it. Losers. But you'll hear all about it next week. It's just what you do when you go to a cool place like the Galapagos. And we got the Dive God on the line with us right now. And Neil, I got to ask, with all the diving you've done in your career, have you ever been to the Galapagos yourself? What do you think?
Dude, I am so jealous.
Really?
Out of my 70-year diving career, Galapagos is probably in the top 3 to 5 dives of my lifetime.
Yeah.
I did a week with Peter Hughes, and it was the best investment he ever made because I promoted his destination more than I promoted my own.
Right.
It's absolutely incredible experience.
Yeah. What do you remember seeing on your Galapagos adventure?
Just like whale sharks up close and personal.
Right.
You know, 6 inches from the giant eyes, just for hours and of course the hammerhead sharks and all kind of weird stuff plus the land excursions as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the giant tortoises. that you got to see of the in the Galapagos. You know, they got all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's I mean, I've always considered that trip I did with Jerry Beatty back in the day. And I've heard it from a billion people. I mean, it's kind of like the Mount Everest of scuba diving because it takes a little bit more of a higher skill set. You know, as a diver, it's not for the beginner diver. I mean, you don't have to be a super expert.
It's not where you go for warm, clear water.
Right. You got to be prepared.
You go there, you go for the big animals, and you won't be disappointed. It's right. A dream come true.
Yes. Well, you know, hey, I mean, the dive god is even giving it two fins up. You got to love that. So you'll hear all about it next week when we broadcast from the deck of the Humboldt Explorer with Explorer Ventures. It's going to be something very special. But let's go back to last week, Neil, because, you know, we had you on. You're at the Saltwater Brewery with the Masters of Rum.
The Sailfish Brewing Company.
Sailfish Brewing Company. Yes, there you go.
In Fort Pierce.
Okay. Yes. All right. Fort Pierce. And you were trying out rum because he's a member of the Masters of Rum.
Exactly. And the owner of Vitacana Rum Company flew in from Texas with this giant suitcase with these compartments and stacked up either 10 or 12 different bottles of their rum.
Wow.
Some you can't even buy.
Nice.
For our rum tasting. And I'll tell you what, they were all over the top. It was unbelievable.
I bet.
Plus the brewery has a IPA, what the heck is the name of it? The hazy IPA.
Okay.
That I think you could buy like at Publix and stuff in the Orlando area.
Oh, okay.
And right. a portion of all of those sales goes to the Loggerhead Marine Life Center, as well as I think $1 for each bottle of rum that's sold.
Yeah, I mean they do a good they support a good cause like the turtle research that Andy and the gang do at down there in Jupiter, I believe, or Juno Beach down there.
Jupiter.
Yeah.
Juno. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Juno,
and yeah.
Captain Walt received his honorary official rum god certificate.
Really? How about that?
Wow.
Yes. Is it suitable for framing?
Absolutely.
I bet.
It has a special spot reserved in the Gomez Hilton Tiki Bar.
I love this. Well, that'll give us another reason to go back down there and pay our respects to the rum god. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Brittany's been doing some research on the Galapagos. Are they known for any rum down there? It's one of those kind of islands, maybe. What do you think, Brittany? Did you any videos mention Galapagos rum that we have to be on the lookout for? Or what do you think?
No, I looked into it, but they do have a little brewery there.
Ah,
so we're definitely going to have to hit that up. But there's not a lot of alcohol.
All right. Yes. Vinny Dutanks knows.
I did some research on that. They do have a drink that they make from fermented yucca root.
Oh, so that sounds delicious. Anything fermented is way up on my...
Well,
rotten yucca... Oh, God. That doesn't sound ideal, but...
They make...
Win in Rome, right, Vinny? We'll let Vinny try it, and if he doesn't get the poops, then we'll...
Everybody in the island spits into the vat for moisture.
Oh, golly. All right, well, I don't know. We'll see when we see, I guess, Neil. But, yeah, you'd give that rum... once again, the name of that rum was that you guys were trying?
It's Vitacana.
Vitacana.
V-I-D-A-C-A-N-A.
All right.
You can Google it. You can buy it online. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really, and we're rum snobs.
Right, they are.
I was expecting Brittany to be there because she knows her rum.
She's an aspiring member as well as myself. I mean, I think do we have to be sponsored to be incorporated into the Masters of Rum or what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure that.
So, is there a membership card we can apply for?
Oh, yeah. I think there's a blood oath and probably a hazing ceremony. That I've probably already been through at least one of them.
You have, yeah.
But I don't know if I've gotten full-fledged entry into the Masters of Rum yet, but I'm working on it. It's a goal. It's a goal that I have. Yeah, but yeah, you know, when you're not diving, you might as well do a little drinking, and it might as well be tasty.
Who came up with that rule?
Exactly.
Well, what, exactly. Well, yeah, he's the dive god. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
I've been to a couple of those, Greg, those rum tasting events with Walt and Neil and Peter. And I mean, it gets pretty fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's special. I don't think he hadn't been to one of the secret meetings, though. I don't think he's been.
Yeah, I went to Neil's house with Walt a couple of times.
Yeah, but that wasn't the Masters of Rum night, was it, Neil?
No.
Yeah, see? No. Sorry, Jerry. Well, you're out of luck. This is like a club of the skulls.
You have to have the rum decoder ring.
Exactly.
As your secret password.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just crap out of luck.
Yeah. There's like chickens that are sacrificed and virgins and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was the junior league. That was the junior league.
Exactly. That was a warm up, Jerry. You've just had a preliminary, you know, they were watching you very closely and like, no, he's not going to do.
I brought in some that everybody liked, though.
Well, that's how you grease the wheel.
So the liveaboard. I'm assuming they would have a rum stock for after the diving.
Yes, when you're done diving for the day, I think it's one of the boats where we have our booze included. So I'm sure they'll have a few things. I just don't know what they're known for down there in that part of the world. We'll know when we get there. Evidently, they have rotten yucca. we know that, but maybe we can find some other stuff that sounds a little bit more appealing.
Vinny's a guinea pig on that one.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's why Vinny Two Tanks is on board. He'll be our
there you go.
He'll be our food and drink taster. He's like,
who's rooming with him?
Well, Greg! We gotta flip a coin.
No,
who lost?
Greg.
Okay, well, you gotta take the good with the bad. You know, that's fine. Vinny's fine. I've hung with him before. He's a good guy. We're gonna have a ball. But Neil, I'll check in with you in a couple weeks. Okay, my friend. You.
All right, buddy. You guys have an incredible time. I know you will. And keep me in the loop. Let me know what you see down there.
Absolutely. We will.
Thank
indeed.
You, Neil.
Yeah.
See you, Neil.
And look, that'll do it for this week. Next time, it's, from the Galapagos. Make sure you join us. Till then, remember, it's always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone. Be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.